Dr. Kopinski dictating a case review on Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, McFadden, M-C, capital F-A-D-D-E-N. It is my understanding Rachel McFadden alleges to have been injured at work on 5-8-23. Period, as per the record supplied, she was seen at New York Presbyterian Emergency Room on 5-9-23. Period. She had a history of cervical radiculopathy, coma, spinal stenosis, and asthma, who presented today with acute on chronic neck pain. Period, she had neck pain for 1 year and had been on short-term disability for it twice so far, which seems to improve her symptoms as she doesn't work during that time. Period, she came off disability and has been working 4 times over the last 2 weeks. Period, she works in the Jersey shipping ports and drives a truck, which goes over a lot of potholes and aggravates her neck. Period, she feels the pain is so bad she is unable to work again. Period, she had been offered spinal fusion in the past but declined. Period, she is now considering it again. Period, she does follow with pain management but doesn't like to take medication. Period. She was evaluated and rendered diagnoses of likely radiculopathy leading to muscle spasm, tension, and pain. Period. She did have a positive Sperling compression test. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. On 6/13/23, Ms. McFadden was seen by Dr. Naik, N-A-I-K, for right elbow pain. Period. She described she was injured at work on 1/7/20 and re-injured herself on 5/8/23. Period. She had been seen by this doctor for several years now. As a patient in January 2020, had a pothole, hit a pothole while she was moving some boxes with a forklift. Period. She had immediate pain and tenderness about the right elbow. Period. She was seen by Dr. Nayak and another orthopedic hand surgeon who maximized conservative management, including activity modification, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, bracing, comma, and occupational hand therapy. Period. Over the years, she had a poor response to these interventions. Period. She did, however, initially have some improvement and went back to work. Period. She claimed to have injured her elbow again after she had hit another pothole. Period. She had not had any surgery for her lateral epicondylitis. Period. Dr. Naik performed an evaluation and had her undergo x-rays of the right hand that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. X-rays of the elbow similarly were within normal limits. Period. Diagnoses were right hand pain, comma, right elbow pain, comma, right lateral epicondylitis, comma, cubital tunnel syndrome on the right, and radial tunnel syndrome on the right. Period. Dr. Nathan noted she had been treated for these disorders for nearly 3 years. Period. He felt she had adequately exhausted non-operative management and did recommend surgical intervention, including debridement of the lateral condyle, comma, posterior interosseous nerve release, along with ulnar nerve decompression at the elbow. Period. On 8/30/23, Dr. Nate performed right lateral epicondyle debridement with reattachment and ulnar nerve decompression at the elbow. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right lateral epicondylitis and cubital tunnel syndrome, parentheses, ulnar nerve neuropathy at the elbow, close parentheses, period. New paragraph. Ms. McFadden followed up with Dr. Nate postoperatively. And on 10/3/23, he noted she had already been seen on 9/5/23 and 9/11/23. Period. She was currently 5 weeks status post the surgery and was attending therapy. Period. She had a thermoplastic brace made. Period. She states her symptoms are starting to develop a flexion contracture of the elbow. Pritchie has no numbness, tingling, paresthesias, as these symptoms had improved. Pritchie does have some interval pain in the forearm and wrist, secondary to stiffness. He has retained a history of cervical disc disorder, lumbar disc disease, and tennis elbow. She was found to have approximately 30 degrees flexion contracture of the elbow, but full supination and pronation. She was able to make a full fist and extend all fingers. Paired wrist flexion and extension was approximately 60 degrees in both directions. Paired diagnoses on this visit were right lateral epicondylitis as well as right radial tunnel syndrome. He wanted her to work on range of motion of the elbow quite aggressively. Dr. Naik followed her progress over the next few months, running through 123-24. She was able to fully extend the elbow with no residual flexion contracture. She was able to flex it up to 135 degrees. She has 80 degrees of pronation and 80 degrees of supination. Her incisions were well healed and there was no laxity to stress. There was minimal tenderness. He wrote that based on her job description, she must return to work in a full capacity or not at all. There was no accessibility for partial duty. He did not think she is fit to return to work now or in the future. He did recommend a functional capacity evaluation to confirm or refute this with objective data. He did not see any role for therapy or further medical treatment regarding the elbow. Pretty felt she had reached maximum medical improvement and would likely have some chronic pain, which may not improve in the future. She could return to him and follow up on an as-needed basis. Next section, findings and conclusions. Rachel McFadden alleges to have injured her elbow at work on 5/8/23. Interestingly, she was seen at the emergency room on 5/9/23 for neck pain. She did not offer any symptoms involving the right elbow. She claimed that she drives a truck, which goes over a lot of potholes and aggravates her neck. She had been on disability and only recently returned to work. She evidently claimed that she was seen by Dr. Naik on 6/13/23 when he documented she had been his patient since January 2020. She claimed she had hit a pothole while moving boxes with a forklift and felt immediate pain and tenderness about the right elbow. In my view, this is not consistent with an elbow injury. She nevertheless received conservative orthopedic treatment at that time. However, on this occasion, she underwent surgery on 8/30/23 to be inserted here. She had therapy postoperatively with significant improvement. As of 1/23/24, she had full range of motion of the right elbow with minimal tenderness. Considering there was no light duty available for Ms. McFadden, he deemed she could not return to work now or in the future in a full duty capacity. Although an FCE was discussed, it does not appear to have been performed. In paragraph, this case will be rated for the right elbow involving lateral epicondylitis and cubital tunnel syndrome treated surgically. She has achieved an excellent clinical result. Clinical studies did not contribute substantively to this impairment rating. Relative to functionality, it seems that she would be able to She was highly functional, except for the potential for return to work and a full duty capacity. Period. And that is the end.